Dobro, zdaj od kristali imajo še eno tako lastnost, ki jih je treba razumeti. Ne? In sicer, jaz imam to rezino od kremena v ohišju, ne? Upajmo, da je dobro zaprto, če so Kitajci dobro naredili tisti dan. Ne? In tukaj noter je zdaj rezina. Ta rezina ima kovinske elektrode tukaj, ne? Srebro ponavadi, lahko je tudi zlato, zlato ima nekateri, ne? To. In ima kakljubke, ne? So we have a quartz crystal, now we have an enclosure, hopefully it's hermetic, we don't know how much really, if it was made in China. We have our quartz plate, we have metal platings, we have wires connected. What happens with this device? Problems happen at low temperatures. Težave se zgodijo pri nizkih temperaturah, kadar vsi plini kondenzirajo. So at low temperatures I have condensation of dirt here. I mean dirt at minus 40 degrees C or something like that. Everything that was in gaseous form at room temperature becomes solid at low temperatures. Vse, kar je bilo pri sobni temperaturi, v plinastem stanju kondenzira in kondenzira tam, kjer je najmanj treba, na površini kristala. So, all this dirt, where does it condensate? Well, Mr. Murphy makes sure that it condenses in the place when it does most damage it can. And this is the surface of the crystal. Kaj se zdaj zgodi s tem kristalem? The simple effect is that our Q will go down. Q unloaded. Q se bo znižil, zato ker tu je vse zvočni absorber. Ne? Ta kondenzirana umazanija je absorber. This is an acoustic absorber. An acoustic absorber will kill the Q of our device. So with crystals, you have to make sure whenever you use a crystal in your circuit, you have to make a thermal test with this circuit and cool it down to very low temperatures and see whether it still works at those low temperatures. This is not as simple as it may look. Se pravi, ni lahko tako preprosto, da bomo mi preprosto napravo ohladili in pogledali, če pa nizkih temperaturah še dela. Hec je, da ta stvar je dinamična. Se pravi, kadar kristal niha, bo ta umazanija proč padla. Če mi držimo vezje vključeno, pa ga ohlajamo, ne bo prenehalo nihati. Samo če oscilator ugasnemo, bo umazanija kondenzirala. Now the problem is how to quantify this. Okay, we have to do a thermal test with the equipment we have built using quartz crystals. But the problem is that this dirt will not condensate on the surface of the crystal if the crystal is oscillating. The problem has hysteresis. If we turn the circuit off, it will not start when we apply power again. Se pravi, vezje našega oscilatorja, dokjer niha, zato ker nihanje oscilatorja preprečuje, da bi se ta umazanija sprijela. Ker pa oscilator ugasnemo, se umazanija sprime in požre kvaliteto rezonatorja. Ne? In obratno, se pravi, dobimo histerezo ne? In potem moramo kristal res močno zanihati, da bo ta umazanija prošpadla. So, we have to make the crystal really oscillate strong to move this dirt away from the crystal. So this is a hysteresis problem. Temu bi lahko rekli histereza lepenja, ne? Isto kot kar en predmet, če premikate stvar, svojim telo zalepla, da jo pomaknete z mesta, rabite dosti večjo silo, kot da jo potem vlečete. Ne? Sila lepenja je zmerno večja, kot sila trenja. Ne? So this is a histeresis problem, is goes with sticking these particles of dirt to the surface of the crystal. We need a much larger force to remove these particles, rather than we have friction afterward, the particles have already been removed. So this is a real problem with quartz crystals, and the problem is that we cannot simply take a test sample of our crystal and see whether the circuit works with the crystal. We have to test every individual crystal unit. Vsak kvarc posebej moramo preskusiti, zakaj je to, ker ne vemo, kdaj je Kitajci dobili za mašine. Ne? We don't know when the Chinese was eating something fat close to the machine making the crystal. So we don't know whether the crystal is good or bad, as long as we do not cool each individual crystal cell. Vsak crystal posebej treba hladiti in pogledati še nekaj. Tako da, tukaj, če hočete, no, zanesljivo naprej, zdaj se smejete. Ampak ste videli, ker v praksi, ker bomo prišla stranka nazaj, je zima pa nedela, meni centralna nedela, zato ker kvarc od mikrokramilnika se ni zalafo. So, you will see that when you make a product for the market. You will see when winter comes, your customer will come back, look, my central heating is not working, the microprocessor is not running. Why it is not running? Because the quartz crystal is not oscillating. If you have no clock, there is no microprocessor. And this happens in all products now today. So this is the major reason for failure of consumer products, because of bad crystals. Because Chinese didn't keep the machine making the crystals clean. It's just all an issue of cleanliness in the factory. Vse vprašanje, koliko čista je to varno. Zdaj, če vas ne zanima, lahko se umazen, lahko delo si je oburek zraven. Padejo ven take kristali. Ampak tu se v resnici zgodi. Mislim, tu se morate zavedati, da kristali imajo histerezo. So, crystals, regarding temperatures, crystals, you have to remember, do have histeresis of their Q. Q ima histerezo, kar se tiče temperature. Ne? Ni tu neka preprosta funkcija za povedati. Je histereza, ki je odvisna tudi od tega, koliko mi nihamo kristal. In ni ponovljivo, da ena primerka kristala druga, to stvar ni ponovljiva. Tako da, tukaj dobiti zanesljiv proizvod, da boste vi prodali neke stranke, boste rekli, tu bo pa delali tudi v Sibiriji, pri minus 40, to je hudo vprašljiva zdaj. Tukaj je problem. V kvarci kristalni oscilatori so zmerno problem pri nizkih temperaturah, ker kondenzira umazanija na površini kristala. So quartz crystals are always a source of troubles at low temperatures. Ok, if you make a satellite, you make a thermovacuum test, you cool your satellite down to 40 or 50 degrees centigrade in vacuum, and that's the most difficult test if your electronics works or not. If your crystals work or not. That's it. Dobro, zdaj kako uporabimo kristal? Videli smo prej, da naša krivulja kristala, ne, se pravi prevodnost, ne. Če je bila tukaj frekvenca, tukaj je bila velikost prevodnosti, ne? Da neka taka krivulja, tako, ne? Prva rezonanca, tretji overton, peti overton, ne? Ampak kako zdaj s takšnim gradnikom naredimo sito, ne? No, preprosto pasovno sito, lahko naredimo, da je tak kvarc, ne? Simbol električen za kvarc je tako kondenzator, ki ima noter še en pravokotnik. So, the electrotechnical symbol for a quartz crystal is a rectangle inside a capacitor, because we have this rectangle of silica of quartz between two electrodes that form the capacitor. The simplest bandpass filter is just a quartz in series, if we want to make filters with quartz crystals. Now the problem is C0. Problem je tukaj C0, nekaj to krivuljo tukaj nam daje. Krivulja, tukaj je omega C0, ne? V prevodnosti, ne? So this is what actually spoils the performance of our crystal. What we can do to improve is to compensate this capacitance with a coil, an external coil. Zdaj, zunanjo tuljavo se da to skompenzirati, no in v tem primeru, se pravi za tuljavo, bo zdaj krivulja nekaj takšno, jasno tuljava prevaja tukaj. Tukaj špiko gor, Dalspika. So with an additional coil we can decrease, we can move this line down. So one possibility is to use a coil to compensate for this capacitance, building a bandpacifier. Druga možnost je da naredimo mostično vezje, se pravi da uporabimo transformator. Ki ima tukaj srednji odcep, ne? In naredimo takšno sito za dva kristala, ki imasti dve različne frekvencije. So we use two crystals for two slightly different frequencies. FA and FB. In v mostičnem vezju se nam ta kapacitivnost natančno uniči pri dveh kristalih, ne se pravi. Lahko bi dali tudi na mesto enega kristala, lahko bi dali tudi kondenzator. So we could also use a capacitor in a bridge circuit like this. Using a bridge circuit, so with a crystal in one arm and a capacitor in the other arm. And make a bandpass filter like this. In this way we can compensate C0 of the crystal. Or have two crystals at two different frequencies to have such a response of the crystal filter. This is just how to use our parts in the circuit. That's possible. Recimo tukaj FA in tukaj FB. Lepše bi bilo, so using two crystals, this costs money. This is two cases, two crystals. If you want to make a more complex filter, we may have four crystals or eight crystals. And all this costs money. So the issue is, can we integrate more than one single resonator on a crystal plate? Yes, we can do that. Se pravi, zamisel je, a lahko mi integriramo več kot en rezonator na isto rezino kristala. Ja, in tu gre, lahko integriramo vsaj dva rezonatorja na isto rezino, ne? Če narišem tako rezino iz kremenovega kristala, ne? Da naredim eno elektrodo tukaj, eno elektrodo tukaj, in to je recimo vhod mojega sita, na drugi strani pa skupna elektroda za oba, ne? So I have a common electrode on the other side of the crystal. And we have one resonator here. And one resonator here. And we have mechanical coupling here. Kako izgleda takšna rezina od zgore? Ste jih imeli tudi tukaj notri v škatlici, tam si pogledati, ne? Taka rezina ponavadi vidite, da ima tri točkovno upetje, ne? In ima, na eni strani ima eno elektrodo tako postavljeno. So this is the electrode on one side, the other electrode. In bom skupno elektrodo zdaj narisal za rdečo, ne? The common electrode is on the other side, and the common electrode is here. On the other side, so we have here the common connection. Tukaj imamo zdaj skupni priključek, ne? Tukaj imamo vhod, ne? So this is in. And here we have the output connection. In takšni dvoelementna sita na osnovi kremena so že v škatlici, kje so tukaj gor, ne? Če si jih pogledate, taka sita so ta tukaj, gor pa ta. So these two are such two elementary, this one here and this one here. Te imajo, vidite, da imajo tri priključke, vidite, ta ali pa ta, ne? Imajo pa tri priključkice, pa vmes je mehanski sklop med obemi polovicami, ne? Tako da imate dva rezonatorja v enositu, ne? Se pravi, se da monolitska integracija tukaj možna. So, this is a kind of monolithic integration of the quartz plate. We have two resonators, we have the electrodes, and we have mechanical coupling between the two electrodes to make a more complicated filter. Simbol, električen simbol za takšno stvar je So the electrical symbol for this device is this. Znači, da električan simbol narišemo podobno, kje so elektrode, kje je kvarc, ne? So the electrical symbol is something like this, you know. On circuit diagrams. Ja, zdaj, ni pa kvarc edini piezoelektrični material, tudi nima tistih lastnosti, ki bi jih mi želeli, ne? Kvarc sicer omogoča zelo visoko kvaliteto. Ampak, tale piezoelektričen sklop je zelo šibek, kar je za visoko kvaliteto v redu. Če mi rabimo zelo osko sito, je tu v redu. Ampak dosti krat bi mi potrebovali drugačna sita, ne najožje možno, pač pa eno drugačno sito. So, what is the issue? Quartz has a very high Q. And quartz has a low piezoelectric coupling coefficient. This goes well together with the high Q, and this is both of these parameters are excellent to make very narrow band filters. But sometimes we don't need the most narrow band filters. We need filters of moderate bandwidth, not so narrow, because we perhaps need a wider bandwidth, and quartz does not offer us the coupling coefficient we would like to have. The piezoelectric coupling in quartz is not high enough. In rešitev tukaj je piezokeramika. No, ponavadi je lahko barijev titanat. So, most ceramics, this high dielectric constant ceramic can also have piezoelectric effects. Lahko je tu svinec, PB, ne? Cirkonijev, titanat, ne? Cirkonat, titanat, rečemo, če je tu cirkonija X, pa titanat, ena manj X, ne? So, maybe lead, zirconia, titanite, also a good piezoelectric. This lead is now banned by Europe. I don't know why European politicians have against lead, but lead is a very good piezoelectric material. There are other choices possible. Tukaj, kako dobimo piezoelektrične lastnosti tukaj? Piezoelektrične lastnosti moramo dobiti prvo, da tu keramiko najprej polariziramo, se pravi, je treba košček keramike dati v kilovolte enosmerna električnega polja, da ugradimo vanje električno polje. So, we first have to bias this ceramic by inserting in high electric field, kilovolts per centimeter, to have this high electric field built in the ceramic, and that excites the first order effect, that is piezoelectric effect. The second order effect, the electrostriction is always present in all the electrics. Pojav drugega razreda je bila elektrostrikcija, ampak elektrostrikcija je kvadratičen pojav. Piezoelektričen pojav je pa pojav prvega reda, ki ga moramo vzbuditi s tem, da ugradimo močno električno polje v sam kvarc. Ne? No, kakšne kvalitete lahko tukaj dosežemo? Kvalitete, ki lahko tukaj dosežemo, ta Q unloaded za piezokeramika so velikostne razredo tisoč. So, the Q is lower than with quartz. It's around, Q unloaded is around 1000, but it can be done. So with ceramic, piezo ceramic, we mainly build filters. You have several samples of filters. These brown things here and these blue things here. So, right, the rjave in the modre stvari so sita iz piezokeramike. No, da bom natančen. Rjave so sita, modre so pa dva rezonatorja, ki nima staj akustičnega sklopa v enem opišu. So, the brown things here are filters. And the blue things here are actually two resonators in one package. Kako so ta sita narejena? Enako kot tukaj, ne? Samo, da na piezo keramiki si prvoščimo še več. So, on a piece of piezo ceramic, PZT, so lead, zirconia, titanate, PZT, we usually make more than one filter. We may have four resonators here. And these are the most samples you have in there. Four resonators. This is input to the circuit. 2K hot. 2K is hot. Те два са свързани скупе и те два са електрично повезани скупе, с тем да е тук е чист додан ще ен кондензатор. So we have also a coupling capacitor here, and we have 1, 2, 3 and 4 resonators. Имамо 4 резонатори тук. Локо си погледате, гледайте, еднака сита са тук пожагана сгоре, пожагана сгоре. Тук са горни електроди, тук са сподни електроди. Горни електроди, вижте, са средни виден скупен ен кондензаторчик, споните кондензаторчик е за склоп, за превиден склоп. So, you can see here, this kind of ceramic filters, top side and bottom side of the same filter. Top side you have two resonators here, two filters, and the coupling capacitor. Bottom side you have just a ground plate on both sides of the ceramic. Takšna piezo ceramika dosti krat jo ugradiste tudi v eno hišje iz smole. So this piezo ceramic is frequently inserted, embedded in a case made from some plastic material, smola, or some kind of wax, or some resin is the right expression, resin. So this is resin, and resin is actually an acoustic absorber. Ta smola je zvočni absorber. Ampak imamo votlino tukaj, I have cavities above my mechanical resonators, but they have resin everywhere else to remove any parasitic molds. Se pravi, ta smola mi duši vse neželjene rodove, mi pa pusti, da lahko, kaj je piezo keramika nikaj tukaj, ne se pravi. 1, 2, 3, 4 rezonatorje in smola, the resin, acts as an acoustic absorber. So wherever we apply resin, we damp the acoustic waves. Where we have these vacuum cavities, there is no resin. And this is the trick how to make filters safe in the frequency range 3 MHz to 30 MHz. For even lower frequencies, we also use ceramic resonators, but they use different modes. Where do you have the little plastic box and the big one? Here you can see the ceramic resonator. This is where one. It's for much lower frequency than it was inside actually in this case. To je bilo hišje tega keramičnega resonatorska, kot je tam ali, ne? No, ta je pa za dosti nižja frekvenca in ta preprosto niha gori dol, se pravi, for lower frequencies, se pravi, z 455 kHz ali pa 500 kHz. We have much simpler piezo-ceramic resonators that have metal plating on both sides. This is of course the PZT ceramic, lead strontium titanate, svinčev strontium titanate, zirconium titanate, lead zirconium titanate. Ta ploščica nam preprosto niha tako, da se upogiba. So this plate is simply bending. For this reason, za ta namen, je upeta ploščica na srednji. So for this reason, the plate is actually suspended here. So it has suspensions in the center. And this is the orange package, plastic package. te keramične rezonate za nizke frekvence pač nihajo na drugačen način. So jasno dušeni z zrakom, zrak že hitro nihanje, ampak še zmeraj se dosti uporabljajo. Boste videli, odprite kakšno katerokoli poceni elektronsko spravo, boste najde tako plastično škatljico, majhno ti je tak keramična rezonata čeknota. Tako da to je tudi druga varianta. Ja, imamo tudi še druge stvari, ne? In sicer sem vam povedal, da en problem je umetna kretnica. So one design problem nowadays is the antenna duplexer for the UMTS phone. The UMTS requires v takšnih duplexerih uporabljamo tako imena F-bar rezonator. Kar tu pomeni film, bulk, acoustic wave. F-bar rezonatorji, ki so narejeni ali iz na osnovi aluminija ali trida, so they may be aluminum nitride or zinc oxide. To so piezoelektriki, ki se tukaj uporabljajo. No in kje je zdaj hashtag F-bar rezonatorju? Ja, narejeni so čist enako, kot keramični ali pa kvar so. So the design is the same as ceramic or quartz crystal, but we have a substrate. We have one electrode on the substrate. Here we have the F-bar material. And we have the other electrode on top of it. No, te F-bar rezonatorji lahko dosežejo, to je podlaga, ne? Substrate, carrier substrate, and this bar for frequencies around 2 GHz, the thickness here is about 1 micrometer. Približno 1 mikron debelina je, če hočemo priljeti na 2 GHz, velikosten razred. Se pravi, te stvari izdelujemo z tehnologijo monolitnih integriranih fiziksov. These things are produced with technologies similar to those used for manufacturing monolithic integrated circuits. The achievable Q unloaded is on the range of 1000. Niso tako dobri kot kvarc, ampak kvaliteto 1000 lahko dosežemo v izredno majhnem volumnu, ne? In takšna sita vam sploh omogočajo, da lahko imate se telefon na bistvu toliko, kar je danes velik. Ali pa tudi LTE, ne? So, F-bar filters are a necessary condition to make a small UMTS or LTE phone. If the UMTS phone had used traditional cavities, it would be like this box, this size. So, you bet it needs this thing, and this thing can be integrated on a single monolithic integrated circuit. They can even be combined with power amplifiers. Se pravi, ten stvari se da integrirati monolitsko celu z amortnostnimi ojačevalniki, ki se da razi. No in proizvajalci, ves has teh rezonatorjev je ta debelina. So, the most important parameter is the thickness of this F-bar resonator, and it looks like manufacturers are able to control the thicknesses very, very accurately. Tukaj treba zelo, tudi accuracy 0.1%, desetinko odstotka je treba tukaj držati točno z debelin. In tu zgleda, da proizvajalci obvladajo, ker če ne, da bi imeli telefonovi. Ne? Tu je tista rešitev. Ne? Se pravi, F-bar rezonatorji so nekaj zelo podobnega keramičnim ali pa kristalnim ali pa kvarcem, ampak tu ni gradnik, ki ga kupili, vi kupiste čip, ki je že celotno sitel. So you don't buy a single component here, you buy a ready-made filter that has maybe 20 such resonators inside to have the correct response for a UMTS or LTE LTE frequency division multiplex, because LTE has also time domain division multiplex. So. This is a necessary. If it was not for the FBAR technology, there would be no UMTS phone. That's simple, very simple. Niblo UMTS telefono, Niblo c'è Niblo FBAR technology, faccio la sita. No, razem tega, se pravi, to smo se zmerom pogovarjali o bulk acoustic wave. Ne? Vsi te naši rezonatori, kvarci, so bili vsi bau. Ne? So bili lahko sicer tlačni valovi ali pak strižni valovi, ampak so bili globinski. Ne? Bulk pomeni, da so v globini. Ne? Ta druga možnost, ki jo mi imamo, je pa, da naredimo stvari na površini, da uporabimo površinsko valovanje. Ne? So the other possibility is to use surface acoustic wave. Oziroma kratica SAW, ne? The acronym surface acoustic wave. Here, where is the thing? Okay, tukaj je zamisel. Tukaj zamisel je pri površinskem valovanju je ta, da bomo mi vse naše električne lastnosti dosegli z oblikovanjem elektrod. Na kakšni podlagi? SAW je najbolj pogosto piezoelektrik, ki ga tukaj uporabljamo, jasno uporabljamo piezoelektrično podlago, litijum-ion. So a surface acoustic wave devices are usually manufactured of lithium niobate. They can only also be made on quartz. Da se jih narediti tudi na kvarcu, ampak ponavadi je tudi lithium niobat, ja? Ker ima večji piezoelektričen sklop. In v strik bomo dosegli z obliko elektrod. Ne? In sicer, kako te stvari naredimo, če je zdaj tu koptek lithium niobata, let this be a piece of lithium niobate. Lithium niobate is a very anisotropic crystal, so its axis is have to be oriented properly. Lithium niobate je zelo anisotropen kristal, ima različne lomne količnike, dielektrična spredličnost. Okay? No, in zdaj, če bom imeli tukaj površinsko zvočno valovanje, bom tukaj napravil en set elektrod. So I deposit here a set of metal electrodes, here. And I deposit a set of electrodes here. In zdaj vmes imam lahko površinsko zvočno valovanje. In in between, the coupling is through the surface acoustic wave. Kakšen je trik načrtovanja, kaj tukaj določa frekvenco? Frekvenco določa razmak med elektrodami. Ne? So the spacing between adjacent electrodes, this spacing here, should be half of our acoustic wavelength. In tu določa zdaj naša frekvenca. Se pravi, z fotolitografijo tukaj lahko dosežemo, kakšne lastnosti bo takšna naprava imela. Imate nekaj takšnih naprav v škatlici, da sem vam dal okuli. In sicer v tej škatlici, so in this box, you have surface acoustic wave devices here. Usually much more interesting to see them under the microscope on Monday. Because now you cannot see much, you cannot see the electrodes under the microscope, you can see the fingers of the electrodes coming together. Right, tukaj imate tri sita na površinsko zvočno valovanje, odprta tukaj. Bolj zanimivo si bo pogledati v ponedeljek obliko teh elektrod pod mikroskopom. Ne? No, z površinskim zvočnim valovanjem lahko naredimo zdaj sito, lahko naredimo rezonator. Ne? So with surface acoustic wave, we can also build a single resonator, not necessarily a filter. So a single resonator is considered like this. En sam rezonator, mówimy na ten način, da damo nekaj elektrod, ne? Postavimo elektrode na pravilen razmak, ne, tako recimo. Tako da imamo tukaj priključke elektrode, ne. So we put electrodes on the correct spacing. But we put also dummy strips. Postavimo tudi take slepe naparjene elektrode, tukaj ki niso nikamer vezane, ampak vse te elektrode so na razmaku veliki lambda prvic, ne? Tako da bo tukaj zdaj to Bragovo zrcalo. These dummy electrodes actually add on both sides as a Bragg reflector at the precisely defined frequency when this is half of the acoustic wavelength. Of course, this Bragg reflector is an acoustic reflector, not an X-ray reflector. Before we were talking about Bragg diffraction on the crystal lattice of quartz, that's for X-rays because atoms are spaced at nanometers distance, while here we have acoustic wavelength that may be, this acoustic wavelength may be tens of micrometers. Depending on our photolithography, we can make a resonator. So this is a resonator. What is the frequency range? Kakšno je območje? Odvisno od photolithography. So the frequency range here mainly depends on our photolithography. The closer the spacing of the electrodes, the higher the operating frequency. Very simple. Very simple relationship. Gremo z sita za površinsko zvočno valovanje tja od 30 MHz, sigurno jih dobimo tja do 3 GHz. So, we can spend the range from 30 MHz up to perhaps 3 GHz. With sound resonance. Dosti krat, kad imate recimo oscilator je dan za uro v mikroprocesorih, ki imajo so tam za 100 MHz ali pa 125 MHz ura, ne? Imajo dosti krat, nimajo več bal kvarca, pač pa imajo sound resonator. So on many oscillators you use today in digital circuits, they no longer use for high frequencies above 100 MHz, they no longer use bulk resonators with quartz crystals, rather they use a surface wave resonator. This is a very cheap technology. Ja, zdaj si lahko pogledamo, če pogledamo takšno sito, ne? Si lahko pogledamo, kakšen bo njegov frekvenčni odziv. Oziroma, kako načrtujemo sito, jaz tam sem narisal. So, let's see how to design a filter. This was a basic surface acoustic wave device. This was a resonator with these Bragg reflectors. But let's see now how to design a good filter with a surface acoustic wave. Jaz bom risal samo tloris tukaj. I'm only going to draw here the floor plan of such a surface acoustic wave device to see where the tricks are. Dajmo vzeti, da imamo podlago iz litijevega njabada. So we have a surface, a substrate of lithium niobate. In ta litijev njabad naredimo ene oddajne elektrode. Ne? Dobro, ponavadi damo tako prste iz obeh strani. Ne? Recimo prste iz te strani. Prste iz druge strani. Tukaj povežemo skupaj, ne, z metalizacijo. In zdaj pa z enimi žičkami povežemo žičke, na meni mali so drugačne barve, so veš. To draw the wire, the bonding wires to the saw chip in a different color. So that's what it is.
So this is the input power figure.
Prva stvar, kar mi ne želimo, ta stvar oddaja površinske zvočne valove. In sem. In sem. No, če ne želimo teh valov nazaj, so if this is undesired, we can put some kind of acoustic absorber. Tole damo zvočni absorber. Da požremo to valovanje, ki gre v neželjeni smeri. Ne? Lahko bi pa dali pragovo zrcalo, tudi to bi lahko naredili. Ne? So, we could also have used here a Bragg reflector with some parasitic electrodes. But the samples you have in the box have an acoustic absorber. Tisti primer, ki jih imate tam, ko ste pogledali v mikroskopu. Ja. Če bi na sprejemni strani naredili isto, ne? So if we did the same on the receiving side, damo tukaj tudi absorber, ne? So we put acoustic absorber also here. What would be the transfer function of our filter? Kakšen odziv bi imela naša sita, ne? Naša sita bi imela le takšen odziv, ne? Frekvenca. Tu velikost odziva. Sito bi zdaj imelo takšen odziv. Odziv je zdaj absolutna vrednost oblike tako sinus od x deljeno z x. Ne? So we have, if we have rectangular excitation, rectangular perception on the other side, my transfer function of this filter is sin x over x in the frequency domain, but shape sin x over x. Kakšen trik si lahko prvoščimo? Lahko si prvoščimo trik, da zdaj te elektrode na koncu en malo skrajšam. Ker elektrode aktivno delujejo samo v tistem delu, kjer se prekrivajo. So, the electrodes are active only in the region when they are spaced. So, in this way, I can actually shape the collecting electrodes of my filter. If I do here sine of x over x, so vidim tukaj sinus x za x, pa teh elektrode tukaj, ne? Pa njihovi obliki se pravi, da gremo v Google, gremo sam tako dole. Kaj se bo zdaj zgodilo? So with this modification of the shape of the electrodes, I can get the perfect filter shape. With flat pass band and steep, very steep. A very good stop band. So by shaping the shape of the electrodes. Per teh primjerkih tukaj sit se da to videti pod mikroskopom. You will be able to see the sine of x over x function by looking at these filters under the microscope. So this we are left for Monday. Jasno, pa tukaj nekaj se treba zavedati. Če imam akustični absorber tukaj, ne? Tukaj je minus 3 decibele in tukaj tudi minus 3 decibele. So, using acoustic absorbers and frequently they also put acoustic absorber sideways to avoid any reflections of the acoustic waves. Dosti, kad se te akustični absorberi dodajo bočno, da preprečite odboja, ne? Vse to povečuje ustavitveno slabljenega sita. So, all these devices actually add up to the insertion loss of our filters. So this is not a good way, good thing to do with filters. So this was a short introduction into mechanical devices we are actually using in our electronic circuits. The problem is that our students here, at least in this country, don't hear anything. Did you hear anything about this thing in Spain? No. Also, our students don't hear anything about it. No one is teaching this thing. But your radio will not work without a quartz crystal. Even your computer will not work without a clock oscillator. So I think we have to do these things, and we will see more in detail in the lab on Monday. To see these things under the microscope, how do they look like? Si bomo pogledali pod mikroskopom te stvari v ponedeljek, kako bojo. Za danes bo to zadosti. Sem zadosti na matematiki.